Business English Pod is turning 3. And just to celebrate, we're giving away a new iPhone to one of our lucky members. All you have to do is sign up as a new premium member or renew your existing membership before July 11th. Just head over to www.businessenglishpod.com. In recent years, getting through the security check at the airport has become a chore. In some cities, the whole process can take 15 to 20 minutes or more. This includes standing in line, sending your bags through the X-ray machine, and walking through a metal detector, which detects or finds any metal you might have hidden on your body. Most security checks thus require passengers to take metal items out of their pockets and put them on a tray or flat container to send through the X-ray machine. Some countries, notably the United States, may even insist that passengers remove their coats and shoes. And of course, it's not just airports that have high security. More and more tourist attractions are beefing up or increasing their security too. So negotiating security checks is a good skill to practice. In this episode, Ernesto and Alan are on their way home. They arrive at the airport late, so they are anxious about missing their flight. When the dialogue begins, they have checked in to get their boarding passes. Now, they need to go through security. As you listen, try to answer the following questions. 1. At the beginning of the dialogue, what does the security officer ask passengers to do? 2. What problem does security find with Alan's baggage? 3. Alan has to leave an item behind at the security check. What is it?
We're cutting it kind of close. No worries. The line's quite short.
Okay, everyone. Laptops out of your bags. Put them on the tray. Take your shoes off, coats off. Any items in your pocket, please remove them. Coins, keys, billfolds, and put them on the tray.
Security sure is tight, huh?
Good thing I changed my socks. Damn, I always set off the metal detector.
Please step through again, sir. Keys, coins, any items in your pocket?
I don't think so. Oh, wait. I've got some gum here.
The gum wrapper is aluminum. That's probably it.
Phew, I made it.
Yeah, they should call it a dummy detector instead of a metal detector.
Laptops out of your bags, shoes, coats off. Please remove any items in your pockets.
Excuse me, whose bag is this?
That's mine, officer.
Could you please open it up for me?
Sure.
These toilet articles should be enclosed in a quart-sized Ziploc bag.
Oh, sorry, I didn't know.
Please be more careful next time. And I'm sorry, but this bottle of moisturizing lotion is too large.
Oh, really?
You're not allowed to take anything over 3 ounces, sir.
What should I do?
You can return to the departure hall, or you can leave it here.
I guess I'll just leave it here.
Moisturizing lotion? Now who's the dummy?
Well, my skin gets so dry on the airplane. Anyways, what's it matter?
Alan and Ernesto have made it through security, but not without incident. Let's examine in detail how they handle the check. How does the dialogue start off?
We're cutting it kind of close.
No worries. The line's quite short.
To cut it close means to be short on time. Ernesto is anxious they might miss their flight. What are some other useful idiomatic expressions that refer to being in a hurry?
We're getting short of time. Let's try to kick it up a notch.
We're really pressed for time. Try not to drag your feet.
We made it with seconds to spare.
We arrived not a moment too soon.
We made it just in the nick of time.
Take your time. We've got ages.
To be short of time is the same as to be pressed for time. Both mean to be in a hurry. Let's kick it up a notch refers to making a bigger effort. In this context, it is the same as try not to drag your feet. They both mean try to hurry up. To make it with seconds to spare is similar to make it just in the nick of time. Both mean to arrive not a moment too soon. That is, to arrive just when, for example, a plane is leaving or a movie is beginning. Take your time means don't hurry. It's the same as we've got ages. In other words, we have plenty of time. Now, what directions does the security officer give Ernesto and Alan as they approach the check? Let's listen again.
Okay, everyone. Laptops out of your bags. Put them on the tray. Take your shoes off, coats off. Any items in your pocket, please remove them. Coins, keys, billfolds, and put them on the tray.
Security sure is tight, huh?
Good thing I changed my socks.
Alan and Ernesto have to take off their shoes, so Ernesto is glad that he is wearing clean socks. When Alan says security is tight, he means that it is strict. The officers are checking passengers carefully. What happens next? Do they get through security the first time without a problem? No. Ernesto, of course, sets off the metal detector.
Damn, I always set off the metal detector.
Please step through again, sir. Keys, coins, any items in your pocket?
I don't think so. Oh, wait. I've got some gum here.
The gum wrapper is aluminum. That's probably it.
Ernesto has forgotten about the gum in his pocket. He is perhaps surprised that such a small thing as the wrapper can set off the detector. But when the officer asks him about the items in his pocket, Ernesto handles the situation politely, with tentative language. I don't think so. Oh, wait. Using such courteous language helps us get through security quickly and smoothly. Let's look at some other phrases we can use when the security officer asks us to check again.
Let me see. Oops. I must have forgotten to take off my watch.
I'm sorry. It's probably my belt buckle. Let me take it off.
Sorry about that. I must have missed a couple of coins in my pocket.
Silly me. I didn't take out my keys.
What happens next? Ernesto makes it through the metal detector the second time, but Alan can't resist teasing him.
Whew, I made it.
Yeah, they should call it a dummy detector instead of a metal detector.
Laptops out of your bags, shoes, coats off, please remove any items in your pockets.
A dummy is slang for a dumb person. Alan is saying that the machine hasn't detected Ernesto's gum, but rather his lack of brains. But now, it's going to be Alan's turn to attract attention from security.
Excuse me, whose bag is this?
That's mine, officer.
We should note that despite Alan's surprise, he is sure to address the man politely and respectfully with, "Officer, what is the problem?" Listen again.
Could you please open it up for me?
Sure.
These toilet articles should be enclosed in a quart-sized Ziploc bag.
Oh, sorry. I didn't know.
The security officer instructs Alan that all of his toilet articles, that is toothpaste, cologne, deodorant, and so on, must be placed in a quart-sized Ziploc bag. This is a small plastic bag, about 18 by 20 centimeters, that can be zipped or sealed shut. When a security officer asks you about your personal items, it is important to respond appropriately. Alan's response, "Oh, sorry, I didn't know," is both polite and honest. Let's listen to a few more similar phrases that will be useful when talking to security.
Excuse me, officer. Can I just ask a quick question?
Officer, do we need to remove our shoes as well?
I'm sorry, I had no idea about that.
I'd forgotten that was in there. I'm sorry.
Before they let him through the check, Alan has one more surprise waiting for him.
And I'm sorry, but this bottle of moisturizing lotion is too large.
Oh, really?
You're not allowed to take anything over 3 ounces, sir.
Alan has brought a bottle of moisturizing lotion with him, cream that helps keep skin from getting too dry. But the bottle is too large to carry on the airplane. For your reference, 1 U.S. fluid ounce is about 30 milliliters. It's good to check the regulations for the countries you will be visiting each time you travel. The rules change. Currently, the U.S. allows a maximum size of 3.5 fluid ounces, or about 100 milliliters, per item. Listen again to how Alan responds.
What should I do?
You can return to the departure hall, or you can leave it here.
I guess I'll just leave it here.
If a security officer informs you that a personal item cannot pass a security check, don't hesitate to ask for your options. Anything left of the security check will usually be destroyed. Often, however, passengers will be allowed to take the forbidden item back into the departure hall, that is, the place where you get your boarding pass. There, you may be able to check it in as a baggage or give it to a friend. Let's practice more language for politely asking for your options.
What are my options?
What would you advise doing?
Is there any other option?
If I take it back into the departure hall, can I go to the head of the line when I come back?
The last phrase may be particularly useful if you are in a hurry to catch a plane. Many security checks will allow you to go or skip to the head of the line. That is, they will not ask you to stand in line again if you have to take something back into the departure hall. How does the dialogue finish?
Moisturizing lotion. Now who's the dummy?
Well, my skin gets so dry on the airplane.
Onesto can't resist making fun of Alan, since Alan has just been teasing him. Now, let's try to practice what we've learned. First, we'll review some time idioms. You'll hear a series of sentences. In each sentence, one word is blanked out with a beep. Repeat the sentence, but say the missing word. For example, if you hear,
"Were it kind of close,"
you can say,
"We're cutting it kind of close."
The correct answer will follow each question. Let's give it a try.
We're getting of time. Answer: we're getting short of time.
Let's try to kick it up a Answer. Let's try to kick it up a notch.
We're really for time. Answer. We're really pressed for time.
Try not to your feet. Answer. Try not to drag your feet.
We made it with... to spare. Answer. We made it with seconds to spare.
We made it just in the... of time. Answer. We made it just in the nick of time.
We arrived not a... too soon. Answer. We arrived not a moment too soon.
Take your time. We've got... Answer. Take your time. We've got ages.
Now, let's practice responding to a security officer. You will hear a security officer asking you questions. After each beep, respond politely and appropriately.
Excuse me, ma'am. Is this your bag? Could you please open it?
I'm sorry, but you're not allowed any toilet articles over 3 fluid ounces. I'm afraid you'll have to leave it here.
How did you do? Listen to some example answers.
Excuse me, ma'am. Is this your bag?
Yes, sir. That's mine.
Could you please open it?
Certainly. No problem.
I'm sorry, but you're not allowed any toilet articles over 3 fluid ounces.
Oops. I forgot that was in there.
I'm afraid you'll have to leave it here.
Is there any other option?
That's all for this episode on airport security checks. We've studied time idioms and responding politely and appropriately to security officers, including asking for options and checking again. For more practice, podcast scripts, and complete vocabulary definitions, head over to the website at www.businessenglishpod.com. Thanks for listening, and see you next time.
Want to get more out of Business English Pod? Then go to www.businessenglishpod.com and sign up as a premium member. Premium members can access detailed study notes and the new phrase cast to practice all the useful language we featured today.